present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Sorry You've Been Troubled.
Oh, not at all, Susan. It's a pleasure. The garage is just around the corner here. I left my car to have the oil changed while I come to see your mother.
Well, now I'll be on time for my hairdressing appointment. They don't like you to be late.
Don't worry. I'll get you there. How's Alfred?
Oh, he's fine. Tonight he's taking me to... Oh, no. Look who's coming down the street.
What? Oh, yes, it's Jane.
Oh, don't let him start pestering you or we'll never get into town.
Don't worry, Susan. I won't.
Hello, Mr. Craythorpe. You're just the man I want to see. Can I have a word with you?
Sorry, James. Can't stop. Susan and I are in a hurry.
Why? Where are you going? Hey, Mr. Craythorpe, I'd better warn you. If she's running away with you, she won't get far in those tight jeans.
James, what a silly suggestion. Me eloping with your sister.
Yes, I should have known. You're not that daft. I mean, she might look all right now with her war paint on, but you should see her first thing in the morning with a pasty face and her curlers dangling. Ooh, no wonder the canary left home.
Look, what's the idea of walking about in your gym pumps?
I'm practicing to be a cat burglar.
Don't be funny. Mother said you hadn't to wear them in the street, only for your PT class.
Well, we've just had PT. Now then, Mr. Craythorpe, would you like me to surprise you?
What is it, Jen?
Here, feel me muscles.
No, I'll do no such thing.
But I want to show you how tough I am. Go on, feel me muscles and I'll give you a surprise.
No, thank you, James.
Well, let me feel yours and give me a laugh.
You'll feel my hand in a moment, where it hurts.
Sorry, Mr. Craythorpe, but I just wanted to show you why I've been picked for the gym team at school.
Well, Mr. Craythorpe isn't interested.
How do you know? You're always asking me how I'm getting on at school, aren't you, Mr. Craythorpe?
Yes, James. I remember the time I foolishly asked you what you had learned in the chemistry class, and you showed me. I was in the middle of cooking lunch when you dropped half a dozen stink bombs on the floor.
That's right. Then your sister came in the kitchen, sniffed and said, Theodore, whatever have you put in your apple strudel?
Mr. Craythorpe, I'm going to be late.
Coming, Susan. James, we shall have to go.
But I was going to tell you, I'm taking part in a gym display next Saturday down at the RAF camp.
Some other time, James. If I'm late taking Susan to the hairdresser's, she won't get her hair done.
Well, take her in the pet shop for a poodle cut.
That's enough of that.
Come along, Susan. We'd better be going.
But I was going to tell you about the gym display.
And I'm going to tell Mother about your rudeness. Coming, Mr. Craythorpe.
All right, tell her then. I'm not scared. They'll change the tune when I'm a big success in the gym display. Well, I'd better get home. Hello. All the dustbins are out. I'll do a bit of vaulting practice. Right, Jim. 10 bins in 10 seconds. Go. Oops.
Hey, you watch where you're going.
Oh, heck. Sorry, mister. I didn't know you were coming from behind that van. Are you all right?
You've winded me, you have. Got me smack in the bread basket. Well, come on, what's the game, eh?
Leapfrog. I was just vaulting over the dustbins.
The way you hit me, I thought you'd been shot out of a cannon. Now, look, sonny, do you live down here?
Yes, mister. I'm good at vaulting, you know. That's why I've been picked for the team at school. They've even named it after me.
Have they really?
Yes, it's called the gym team. You see, my name's Jim. It's a joke. Gym team.
Yes, very funny. Now, listen, sonny, I'm trying to find a house around here, you see.
Well, take your pick. The street's full of them. Hey, next Saturday we're in the gym display at the RAF camp.
Look, son, very interesting, but
I... And afterwards we get tea and cakes in the naffy.
Yes, but could you tell me...
Then they're going to let us sit in the cockpit of a jet fighter. Not all at once, there's 12 of us.
Yeah, but what
and
I want
And if the weather's fine, we're having a fly in a train, a smashing...
Can you tell me where I can find... Shut up!
What's the... the matter? Was I making you air sick?
Look, I've got a name and address on my delivery note here. Look at it. It's Lilac Avenue, but I can't make out the number. Now, it's some people's name of, what's this here, Clitheroe. Do you know them?
No, everybody knows Clitheroes. They're the poshest people in this street.
Is that so?
Yes, well, you can tell. They have boiled ham twice a day, real fruit on the sideboard, and the grandad has a shave when he's not going anywhere.
You seem to know a lot about these Clitheroes.
I should do. I'm Jimmy Clitheroe.
Well, why the thundering heck didn't you say so before? Well, come on, show me which house it is, then.
All right, then. Hey, is this your van?
Yes, it is. And I don't give free rides to little lads.
But it's got post office written on the side.
Yeah, I can see it's no use trying to fool you.
Oh, hey, if it's about the license, we haven't got a telly. That aerial's only for show, for the sparrows to perch on.
Look, son, I'm not a detective, Van. I'm from telephones.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
Good. Now, for the last time, where's your house?
You're right outside it.
I might have known. Hey, up, I'm going in, then.
Hey, wait a minute. What's in that box you're carrying?
Oh, stone the crow. It's a plastic bomb.
Oh, come on, then. I'll show you which is our Susan's bedroom. Come in, mister. Wipe your feet.
All right, thank you. Oh, at last. We're in, Meredith.
Hang on, I won't be a minute.
Oh, he talked you to death, that lad. If he was mine, I'd make him wear the muzzle.
Oh, you're still here, mister?
Yes, unfortunately. Well, what did they say?
Nothing. There's nobody in. Oh.
Look, I'll go mad in a minute. Stark raving bonkers.
Well, I can't help it if they're out. I'll tell you what. Leave your box with me and call back later.
I will not. I'm going. Somebody else can do this job. Come on now. Out of my way, son. Oh, hello. Who's the old gentleman coming up the garden path, then?
That's not an old gentleman. That's me granddad. And that's me man behind him.
Well, thank heaven for that.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy. Oh, who's this?
Well, I'm from the post office telephone, son.
Why? I were expecting you. Pat, it's the man about the phone.
Oh, sorry to keep you waiting. We just popped in next door for a minute.
That's all right, Mum. I've been keeping him company, haven't I, mister?
You have that.
Oh, Jimmy, I forgot. There's some things I want picking up from the grocer's. Go and get them for me, will you?
Yes, sir. In a minute, Mum.
I want them now, so I can start making tea.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll phone the grocer and tell him to send that spotty lad on the bike.
Now, go on. Look, do as you're told. Go on now. Off you go.
Oh, all right, Grandad. Cheerio, mister. I'll probably be seeing you in the post office sometime.
Oh, that'll be a treat for me.
Yes, I often call in there to fill me Grandad's fountain pen.
No, then I'll see you keep your phone in the hall, and I'll just change it for your new one.
You have brought the one we asked for, the white one?
Yes, I have, Mrs. Yes. Now, I'll just get started, if you don't mind.
Do I have to pay you for it now?
No. They just put it on your account. Now, if you'll just excuse me.
We don't know very much about this new subscriber dialing system. Is it very complicated?
You'll find all you want to know in this book, sir. Now, I'll just disconnect your other phone.
They tell me you have to be very careful with the trunk calls because you don't hear any pips. Is that right?
Yes, it's all in the book here.
And how about the local calls? Are they still the same?
It's all in the book, Mrs. Now, I really must get to work. I'm behind as it is, you see.
Oh, I'm sorry if we're holding you up, but we have to ask these questions, you know.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm used to it. I've just had half an hour and I've asked me another with your grandson.
Yes, Ozzy, I keep telling you, this phone's a new one. And it's a white one as well. Well, it was. I'm eating a jam tart. Hey, it costs 30 bob. The phone, not the jam tart. Anyway, we'll save it on the bill, because the calls are cheaper on this new system. Yes, I've just phoned me cousin Duncan to tell him I've been picked for the gym team. You what? I know he lives in Glasgow, but it's dirt cheap now. Yes, 140 miles, 20 minutes on the phone, and all for tuppence. Yes, well, it can't be any more. I never heard any pips. And he says it's tuppence in the boot they gave us. Yes, it is cheap, isn't it? I'll bet I can phone me Uncle Charlie for a tanner. He only lives in New Zealand.
Are you still on that phone?
Oh, heck. Hang on, Ozzy. She's back again. You know, Susan of Troy. The face that sank 1,000 ships.
Don't be rude and get off that phone.
Get in the queue. I haven't finished yet.
Look, I've waited long enough. Give me that phone.
Oh, go and haunt a house.
Give it to me.
Oh, get off. Let go of it.
Give it to me.
Get off. Help. Somebody come. My sister's gone mad.
Now then, what's going on here?
It's all right, ma'am. It's just our Susan asking for something.
Oh, what?
A belt round the ear hole.
That'll do, Jimmy. Susan, what's the matter?
Mother, you know I've got to go back and work late at the office, don't you?
Yes, you told me. What about it?
Well, I want to ring Alfie before he leaves work and tell him to pick me up at 8 o'clock.
Well, nobody's stopping you. Ring your little lapdog if you want to. Try the phone box round the corner.
Mother, he's been on that phone ever since you went upstairs. Nearly half an hour.
What was all that noise about? It sounded like last orders at the pub.
I wondered why you were in so quick.
Shut up, you. Grandad, he's been talking to his pal Ozzy on the phone for nearly half an hour.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Clever Clogs. I haven't been talking to Ozzy for half an hour.
No?
No, I spent the first 20 minutes talking to Haggis Face Duncan.
Who? Your cousin Duncan in Glasgow?
Yes, so you were wrong, weren't you, sister dear? No.
Wait a minute. Have you any idea what a phone call must have cost you just now?
Yes, Grandad, tuppence.
Tuppence?
Yes, it's very cheap, this new system, isn't it, ma'am? It must have been invented by a Scotsman.
You young scamp, you come here.
Oh, Grandad, that's me you've got hold of. It was only washed this morning.
It's tuppence for every 18 seconds to Glasgow.
Eh? Oh, heck.
You might well say, oh, heck.
Well, I didn't know, and it takes a long time to understand what Duncan's saying. I mean, it's all Hootsmon and Hawkeye and... It's a bro brachmul achmet. Oh, I feel sick.
Now, you listen to me, Jimmy Clitheroe.
Yes, ma'am.
If I catch you messing about with this phone again and wasting money, I'll make you regret it.
Yes, ma'am.
You won't go to that gym display for a start.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you run up any more bills on this phone, it'll come out of your own pocket money.
Yes, ma'am. At Grandad.
Susan, you better phone your message to Alfie.
Oh, it'll be too late now. He'll have left work. Mother, would you tell him when he calls?
I can't, love. Grandad and I are going round to Mrs. Billington's now. It's the meeting tonight to organise the old age pensioners' Christmas treat.
Well, from the way I feel, you can put me down for a bun and a funny hat.
Now listen, my lad. When Alfie calls, give him Susan's message. And if Mr. Craythorpe calls, tell him I should be back about 9.
Right, Mum. I'll do that, Mum.
Good. Come along, Father. We'd better be off.
Aye. I'll lead the way, Pat.
I'll walk up the street with you, Grandad.
I'm going now, Jimmy. And I don't want to hear of any more trouble from you. Understand?
Yes, ma'am. Ta-ra, ma'am. Hello. Are you still there, Ozzy? Scuttle. Oh, that's probably Alfie. I'm coming. Come in, lover boy. Wait a minute, there's nobody here. I'll bet it's Ozzy up to his tricks again, ringing the bell and hiding. Are you behind the tool shed, you big fat lump?
No, I'm over here in these bushes.
It is Alfie. What's he playing at?
It's all right, Jimmy, it's only me.
Well, take that crash helmet off. I thought the Martians had landed. What's the idea, ringing the bell and then hiding in the bushes?
I wasn't hiding. You see, I put my motorbike in the bushes and came and rang the bell. Then I remembered my lunchbox fastened to my pillion and I went back because I always put my pay packet in it. But when I went back, I remembered it isn't payday till tomorrow. Yeah, ain't it dark?
From the way you're carrying on, it should be a full moon. Come in the house.
Yeah, all right, Jimmy, but ooh, it is dark, isn't it? I can hardly see where I'm going.
He's done it again. He spends more time on that doorstep than the empty milk bottles.
Oh, dear. Jimmy, what happened?
From the way you've just been nattering, I'd say you tripped over your tongue. Come in.
Ah.
You know, you want to start walking on your hands. Your feet are no use to you at all.
Well, I could walk on my hands when I were a lad. I didn't like it, though. All the blood used to rush to my head.
Yes, and when it found nothing there, it rushed back again.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, you're within thumping distance, you know. Yeah, let's see you walk on your hands.
All right, I will. I'll walk the length of this hall on my hands.
Yeah, now, be careful. There isn't much room, Jim.
It'll be all right. You just keep your eyes open in case I run into trouble. Now then, watch this. Right, I'm down, and off I go. One step, two steps.
Yeah, you're doing very well, Jimmy. Wait a minute. Well, what's that?
What's what?
I don't know. It's caught around your foot. I think it's the... Telephone wire.
Give me your hand. That's it. Oh, heck, the telephone. Alfie, listen to it. See if it's working.
All right. No. No, I can't hear anything. Well, hang on and I'll waggle the top. Hey, Jimmy. I can't hear anything. It's gone dead.
Yes, and so will my sit-upon when my grandad gets home.
You what?
I'm in real trouble now. They'll stop me pocket money, stop me going to the gym display, and I'll be sleeping on me tum for the next 3 weeks.
Now, there's no need to get upset. You see, whenever our phone goes wrong, my dad tells the post office and the man comes round to mend it.
It's no use making daft suggestions like that. What a brilliant idea. Yes, we'll tell the post office.
Yeah, right. Pass me the phone and I'll ring inquiries and faults.
Right, here you are. Wait a minute. You can't do that, you daft aper.
Hey, what shall we do?
Well, I've got an idea. You'll probably think it's daft, but here it is. We'll go next door and ring the post office on Mr. Whittle's phone. What do you think?
Yes, that seems like a very good idea to me. Now, why didn't I think of that?
Alfie, there's an old Chinese proverb. Man cannot hope to win game who turn up without his marbles. Come on. Oh, why doesn't Mr. Whittle hurry up? If he doesn't get through to the post office soon, he might as well dial 999.
Yeah, but that's for police, fire and ambulance.
I know. And if Grandad finds out about that broken phone, I'll probably need all three. Oh, come on, Mr. Whittle. Hurry up.
Oh, here he is now.
I'm afraid I can't get through, Jim. I've tried inquiries and faults. They're engaged.
Well, I hope they'll be very happy together.
Very funny. Anyway, Jim, I'll try again in a minute.
Mr. Whittle, I'm in trouble up to my eyes in it.
Now, Jim, it's no use getting all pessimistical. Now, you've got to face up to life's problems with a smile. These things are sent to try us, as the two crooks said when they saw the magistrate.
It's all right, you talking. It's me that'll have to face me grandad. Oh, heck. I wonder if I should nip round to the off licence for a peace offering.
Are you in here, Harry?
Oh, it's me old dad. We're going to the hot pot supper tonight at the old comrades' club. What do you want, old timer?
Where's my clean shirt?
I've put it in the oven. It's airing on number 3.
Wearing my dungarees? No, I'm going in my best suit.
No, I said it's a... Oh, it's no use trying to tell him. I'd only be flogging a brick wall. Look, I'll get his shirt, and then I'll try inquiries again, Jim.
Yes, hurry up, Mr. Whittle.
Why, Jim? Where do you want me to go?
Nowhere. I'm talking to son of Mr. Whittle.
Hello, Mr. Whittle. I hear you're having another one of your nights out.
Oh, yes, we'll be back for lights out, yes. Oh, I'm very, very hot on that sort of thing. You had to have plenty of discipline working in a lighthouse, you know. But there, instead of being back for lights out, You had to be back for lights on.
I think you misunderstood me. I was talking about the art part.
The what, not? No, we broke it up for firewood. Full of woodworm, you know. Worms.
Wait a minute, I'll tell him on his good side. We heard you were going to the club for the hot pot supper.
Oh, well, whoever told you that was pulling your leg, Jim. We're going to the club for a hot pot supper.
Help me. Pass the white flag. I surrender.
It's always a good do, the hot pot supper, yes. Well, you can tell how good it was last year, Jim, yes. It took three police vans to get us all home. Yes.
Here, there's your shirt, Dad. I'll get it on while it's still warm.
Thank you, Harry, yes.
And here's the oven cloth. Just give your shoes a rub over.
Hey, I don't want this. I've got a clean hanky upstairs. I shan't be long.
Oh, he's a case, the old fella is. The more I live with him, the more I feel like that Cockney geezer with the old dad in Charles Dickens, you know, Sam Coster.
No, you've got it wrong. The one you're thinking about, he's Weller.
Get away. I didn't know he'd been iller.
Don't some mothers have them? Look, Mr. Whittle, did you phone the post office?
The post office? Oh, aye, Jim, I did.
Oh, good. Come on, Alfie. We'd better get back to our house before the man calls.
Just a minute, Jim. Don't be so impervious. I haven't told you what he said yet.
Well, go on. What did they say?
Well, now, it seems the engineers have been very busy lately. They were undulated with calls after that indecent weather we had.
Well, I didn't understand one word of that.
What I'm trying to tell the lad is, they'll come and fix the phone with pleasure, but they don't think they can do it before tomorrow morning.
Hey, but they've got to. Ring them again. Tell them if they don't come before Grandad gets home, he'll lay me on the floor and do a sword dance on me. Heck. Oh, I'm fed up. Oh, dear. Alfie, what's the time?
8:45, Jim.
Oh, they'll be home soon. What am I going to do? Alfie, for heaven's sake, think of something.
Well, I am thinking of something.
Good, what is it?
You're Susan.
Alfie, why don't you call at the police station and report the robbery?
What robbery?
Somebody's pinched your brains. See, just look out of the window and see if there's any sign of a post office van.
Right, though. Oh, yes, there is somebody out there. Oh, it's Mr. Craythorpe in his car.
Oh, yes, ma'am, said he might call. Is he coming in?
Not yet. No, he's just sitting there. Yeah, hey, Jimmy, you know, sitting there with that chubby hat on, he looks like the getaway car waiting for the robbery to happen.
Oh, Mr. Craythorpe. He couldn't rob a dustbin of an empty salmon tin. Alfie, you've given me an idea.
Well, what's that?
We are about to be visited by a burglar.
A burglar?
Yes, Bill Sykes Craythorpe. The robber who went all the way to Australia to pick the kangaroo's pockets. Hey, up, out of my way.
But, hey, Jimmy, why have you switched the lights off?
Look. When we came in, we left the front door open, and now the house is in darkness. He'll think there's something wrong and come in to find out.
Well, I'm not with you at all, Jimmy.
Don't you see? If we pretend we can't see him in the dark and kid on he's a burglar, he'll break our phone for us.
Yeah, but how?
When we attack him.
Oh, I see, but wait a minute. We can't attack Mr. Crater. We might hurt him.
Look, all we've got to do is to have a struggle and knock the phone over. Then we can say it was an accident.
Oh, but Jimmy...
Shh, I can hear him coming. Get behind the door.
Hello? Is anyone in? Hello? Anyone there?
Won't you come into my parlour, said the spider to the fly.
Oh, Jimmy, I don't like this.
It's too late to back out now.
Mrs. Clitheroe, Mr. Sinclair, is anything amiss?
He's in the hall. Right, after him.
Oh, what's that?
You're a burglar. Alfie, clout him with a hall stand.
Get down, help.
It's all right, I won't hit you too hard. Take that.
Oh, unhand me, you villain.
Shove him over here by the phone. That's it. That's done it.
James, Alfred, I recognize your voices. I am Theodore Craythorpe. How dare you assault me?
Wait a minute, I'll switch the light on. Oh, yes, Luke Alfie. It's Mr. Craythorpe.
Of course it is. And you are both asking for trouble.
Whatever's going on in here?
They have just knocked me down.
Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe. We just caught a burglar. But he isn't. He's Mr. Craythorpe. Only we didn't see him in the hall, only when he was outside in the... Oh!
Sorry, Alfie. Did I accidentally poke you with this umbrella?
What was all the row about?
I don't know, Father, but I intend to find out. Jimmy, what's the meaning of this?
Well, we just put the light out so Alfie could show me how his watch lights up in the dark, and we heard a noise in the hall, and we thought it was a burglar, so we attacked Mr. Craythorpe, and I'm afraid the phone's got broken in the struggle. Listen, it's gone dead.
Oh, dear, what a distressing experience. Oh, I feel quite faint.
Come into the kitchen, Theodore. I'll make you a strong cup of tea. Come on.
Thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe.
This is a fine mix-up, I must say.
But, Grandad, it was a mistake, and I'm sorry the phone got broken. Alfie is as well, aren't you?
What? But, oh, yes, I am, and I hope I don't get mixed up in any more trouble.
Oh, excuse me walking in, but the door was open.
What? Oh, it's the man from the post office.
Oh, didn't take you a lot long, did it? All right, where's this broken phone you want mended, then?
It's here, where you put it. Wait a minute. How did you know it was broken? The accident's only just happened. Jimmy?
Well, perhaps the man's what they call psychic. He can see into the future. That's it. Isn't it, mister?
Ah, he can see into the future, can he?
Yes, and so can I. And from where I'm standing, the future looks very black.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Derek Giler as the telephone man and old Mr. Whittle, and Diana Day as Susan. The recorded program, written by Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
It happened. I got spanked again. Grandad hit me so hard he got really worried. He thought he'd sprained his wrist. Yesterday went fishing and missed the last bus back, so he tried to phone home to get somebody to go out and give him a lift. Well, there was only me in, and they told me I hadn't to touch the phone again, so nobody answered him. He's in bed today with a cold. Well, you'd have a cold if you'd had to walk 4 miles home in the pouring rain, wouldn't you? Ta-ra!
This is the BBC Light Programme and the British Forces Network in Germany.
This is...